In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I was given some good advice after I had given a homily between Matins and Vespers one Saturday night, and the homily was on Acts 5:12-20, and I brought out that the command by the angel when the apostles had been put in prison was to go forth and to stand and speak in the temple, which means they were told to be courageous, because after all, they were being persecuted and could even be killed for the things they were doing. And I made a statement that I've made many times, and it's a true statement, but it needs qualification, and I didn't qualify it in that particular sermon, and that is that if you don't have courage, you can't be a Christian. It takes a lot of courage to be a Christian. That is a true statement. But motivationally, people need to, I was reminded, people need to have a goal that they can reach. People need to have encouragement that they can get to where they need to go. A absolute statement, if you're not courageous, you can't be a Christian, is a very difficult one for many people to take, and they just give up. Because they're not courageous, therefore they're not a Christian, therefore why try? This is the same problem that people have with lust, or with laziness, or with obesity, or with anger, or anything else. And there's a saying that I say a lot, and that applies here: don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, or even of the slightly better. So really, although it is true that you need courage to be a Christian, courage comes in stages. It is true that you must be chaste to be a Christian, but chastity comes in stages. And you cannot be lazy and make progress in Christianity. But industriousness comes in stages. So one of the principles that we must apply to our lives, and that I did not really mention in that sermon, although I've mentioned it in many others, and I think it's important to mention it in every sermon that talks about these absolutes, is that you got to do something. You got to do a little bit better. So apply this in fasting. Some people don't fast. Some people find it incredibly hard to fast. And they know that's wrong. And the ones that know that's wrong, then fast from something. And maybe you'll fast from something else when you get stronger. But to do nothing whatsoever doesn't help you at all. A lot of people are not very courageous. There's two kinds of courage that I mentioned in that sermon. One is courage about when we are might suffer because of our beliefs, whether physically or economically, or whether people might make fun of us, or whether we might be ostracized because of our beliefs. There's a lot of society pressure to believe in a certain way, or at least to not let your beliefs get in the way of secular life. And that takes courage to not live according to that pressure. But there's another kind of courage also that you must be willing to look inside yourself and to see what kind of person you really are, and not pretend that you are something else, and not fake yourself out. It's impossible to make progress if you don't become courageous, but you can make progress in steps. So let's take this as an example, being courageous. And you say, oh, I'm not courageous. I'm a chicken. Well, that's the first step, is to say, there's something wrong with me. And then the second step is to do something. Let's say that you're not courageous at work. You know, you don't make the sign of the cross when you are eating a meal because you just feel weird about it. I've had people tell me that. All right. Well, do you pray quietly yourself? Or do you just kind of go into the meal without any ado at all? What about lust? Let's say that you have troubles with lust. All right. Well,
What are you doing about it? Are you doing something? Are you confessing it? Are you saying prayers for purity? Are you doing prostrations? Are you fasting? Maybe fasting a little better than you normally do? If you have troubles with pornography, do you keep pornography in the house? Do you have bookmarks that take you to pornographic websites? Get rid of that stuff. Okay, you might just go get it back again in a weak moment, but then you have to go through the trouble of doing it every single time. So this is an incremental step to deal with your problem with lust. I mean, you can choose whether or not you're going to watch a movie. Don't subscribe to Netflix, or don't watch particular movies. Don't go to a store that you know has materials that you always seem to go towards. So you can do things incrementally, and you can certainly pray. Laziness? Well, if you're lazy, you're not going to get a whole lot done. But if you're less lazy, you'll get more done. So sometimes it's as easy as at least saying some prayer in the morning. That's why I've given people the four bows to do in the morning, which is just, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Most Holy Theotokos, save us. Holy Guardian Angel, pray for me. And Holy Saint Seraphim, for instance, pray to God for me. And you do that making a bow to the floor or a prostration. And at least you've done something. Now, sometimes that's all the prayer you might do that morning or even that day. But that's better than no prayer. So do not think in absolutes and let those absolutes crush you. Indeed, the Lord spoke in absolutes. I mean, he said if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So what are you going to do with that absolute? Be angry at somebody, remain angry at them, and figure that you're damned to hell because of it? That doesn't make much sense. You can do something incrementally. That's why I tell everybody that has any difficulty with anybody, you got to pray for that person. You can do that. Now, if you don't do that, then maybe you don't really want to forgive them at all. But do that. And if you pray through clenched teeth, then do that too. And don't do it in a, you know, sort of a formal way that is, you know, say, okay, I say, Lord, have mercy upon Frank. And that's it. How about going out of your way, doing 12 Jesus prayers, or a rope of 50, or a rope of 100? Okay, that's hard. Okay, you're not very disciplined. Maybe you don't do it every day. But with effort, you begin to do it more often, and it softens your heart. You can't hate and be a Christian. That's an absolute. But you can hate a little less and be more like a Christian. And eventually, as you struggle against your passion, God's grace fills you, and you eventually defeat the passion. This is a very, very important principle. So, my original statement in this sermon that you must be courageous to be a Christian, and if you're not courageous, you cannot be a Christian. That's true in an absolute sense, but nothing is absolute in terms of how we get there. Perfection is a journey that is taken by many, many, many steps. Steps that go forward, steps that go backward. They're all part of that journey to perfection. So, one of the most important things that I as a pastor try to teach, and I didn't in this particular sermon, is there's a way to get where you want to go. Even if you're weak, there's a way to get there. You just do something. Don't do nothing. That's most critical. And if you do something, God will see that you are, that you care. And God will help you. God's grace will flood you. If you do nothing, then you won't get any better. It just won't happen. That's an absolute, for sure. God help us to always do something. Amen.